Basra 87.
Was a coil that is eating a sod of the Yesoim. Zogner Rashba. Rove Bar Sharshum Nofak Alei Kole Deko Ochil Are De Yasme. Kede Meforish Lekamon, De Mashken Hoi So Etz Leyad Achshok. Mashken means Mashkante De Sure. What is Mashkante De Sure? You give Lama Zogner. A person wants to take a soda to Mashkante De Sure for 10 years. So a soda for a year, to rent a soda for a year is $1,000, Lama Zogner. So you give $10,000 ahead, and you get the soda from Mashkante de Sura, and you eat it for 10 years, and when the 10 years finish, the soda goes back to the Bailim. This is Mashkante de Sura. You give the money ahead. Lama Zogin, if it's $1,000 a year, you want it for 10 years. So Be'etzim is like renting for 10 years. It's good enough to minutes why it's called Mashkante de Sura, but this is Be'etzim Mashkante de Sura. I give you the soda, I give you money, and after 10 years, the soda finishes. So Rav Bar Sharshum had this sort of a mashkanta de sura. As I said, Nigmore. And now he was carrying on sinning it even after the mashkanta de sura finished. And he explained why, because they are saving machayev to him money anyways for a different choyv that the father owes them. This he's holding for the mashkanta de sura. Mashkanta de sura finished after 10 years. But he was holding on to the sada to be given the money from the father anyways. So Rav Zan Nigmore. Rav Bar Sharshum nofali kukol de ka'ochil are de yasm. Zog de Rashbam, Rav Bar Sharshum nofak alei kol de ka'ochil are de yasme, kele meforish lekamei, de memashkin rezo esu yad achsho, shekol yemea mashkante, vehilkach nofak alei kol shel eidus emes, de mehashto ochil are de yasme. And it was a kol shel eidus emes, de mehashto ochil are de yasme. So the achroni matrotzach, the gedul ishmuel, stan pirush amiles, shenofak alof kol shel eidus emes, what's the pshat? Koil shel eidus emes. V'novakol of koil. A koil shel eidus emes. Koil shel eidus emes. So the Gedulei Shmuel says pshat mechudesh. Koil means koil. Stam a rume, a shmur that Rav is a gamet. What is ve'eidus emes? It's no chazach. Stam, mechateise bichlal de karka. How we know that the karka belongs to the father of the Yesoimim? If it's a rumor could make a mechoe. We'll see later in the sugya. A rumor could disturb. But Luya Tsuya, we don't have eidus that Yenim was the morikame. I could stay in my soda anyway. So it means it was two zach. Was one zach was a koil that is a ganev. And eidus emes means a tzveite zach. And was an eidus that Yenim was the morikame. I know it's not mashma in the Rashbam, but Zayde Gedulei Shmuel learns. Was a koil, stam yelim is a ganev, and was a eidus. I know this Rashbam is not so mashma, but the Gedul Shmuel shows the Rashbam in Dafla Med Gimel, look in Dafla Med Gimel, Dibra Maschil Omar Lei, do ike koil ve eidus. Koil ve eidus. Mashma, it was two zachar, it was a koil and was a eidus. But in our Rashbam state, koil shel eidus emes. And the Rashbam HaKotzer is mefurish that it means kol shel eidus emes. Zog de chasim sefer, the pshat is different than the Rashbam. Shitas HaRashbam, Be'ez Hashem, we go tiff into the sugya, we'll see that this koil was working al tzmechoe. What the mechoe does, we'll see in a second. But the koyach of this koil, the reason Rove would lose the soda, because this koil makes a mechoe, and Rove has to keep his shtar, but mele he doesn't have a migu, he can't say lekuche, this koil is a mehalach of mechoe. Taisis will learn Nishtazay. Taisis will learn the suge that the koil is a different zach, he's scared. But the Rashbam later on says, Claude, that the koil is a mechoe. He has to keep a shtab, it's a koil. Zog de chasim sefer, what is the koil of a mechoe? Only if people say, the Moshe, a person is sitting in the sada, and he starts to hear rumors that he's a ganev. He doesn't have to keep the shtab, Zog de chasim sefer. So people talk, rechilas. If he hears that people say that is aiding that know that he's a ganev, that is aiding that the Bailim said plani gazlone, then he has to keep the shtar. I say he's a Rashba later on before Shkemet and the Sugi from Mechoe, the Rashba is mistapik. When a person hears a koil, and because the koil he has to keep the shtar, what says the koil? What says the koil that a person has to keep the shtar? So doesn't have some sefer that Fidah Rashbam, this is the Akdome. We'll see later in the sugya of Mechoin. We get to Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. What is the pshat in the sugya? But the Rashbam was Magdim, that was a coin shel Eidus Emes, that was a Mechoin. Omar le Abaye, Emily Easy, Oyavi, Guf in the Uv de Heichad. What is the story? People say that you're a Ganev, Rove. Omar le Arab and Mashkante, Avenakitne Meavoy, the Yasme. I was sitting in it, Bechai Yoav, and I already showed you, Shonim, I had a Chazok in Bechai Yoav, it was a Mashkante. And the Yesenim owe me money chutz from that. I paid $10,000 and I had it right for 10 years. Chutz from that, the father owes me money. And the mashkante already I ate. Amine, imad, rinelu, arele, yasme, vamine, the isle, zuze, achrine, gabay, da, boichon. If I will give it back and I will ask for my money, amu, rabo, nabo, lipor, amenichse, yisem, lipor, elo, bishvue, I will have to make a shvue. Ela, ach, bishel, eshtar, mashkante, voich, lo, shir, zuze. The migu di boy omar lekuchu biyodi and meila be potum in a shvuah because any shvuah malakar koes mehem now be nemen to say that they owe me money. Ki amina the is nezuzi gabayichu mehemnu. Omar lekuchu biyodi lemotis amres do ike kole was a koel meila was a mechoe. The ara de yasmu elazila adrinu nilei vechigad li yasme ishtay adin abadai. So lo melan de gemore first lefid rashba. The Rashbam learns the Gemara. What was the story with Rav Bar Sharshum? Rav Bar Sharshum sat in the Sode, Lama Zogin, 10 years, Chelik Mechaya Av, Chelik Mechaya Yesoimim, for the Mashkanta, the Surah that he had. It's finished already. Now, Rav Bar Sharshum said, if I will give it back now, and I will ask for the other money that they owe me, now, the Rashbam is Magdim. The other money that they owe me, I don't have a problem to collect. I have a shtar. The first Rashbam in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. He's not worried that the Yesemim will say, you don't owe us money. He has a shtar and he has a koyach to collect the money from the Yesemim. Hodmishkin's fakes of them. It's easy for him to go over to the Yesemim to collect the money. But there's one problem. When you go over to the Yesemim, it's the aloche, abo liyipora binichse Yesemim, liyipora elo bishvua. So he just wanted to save himself not to make a shvua. So the Rashbam is learning the sugya. Rove has money. He ate 10 years. Now they owe him money. He has a shtar. He doesn't need help to get his money. But we know that the Amiroim didn't want to be Moiti Shvua Mipi and Stam. Moiti Shvua is a Dover Chomor B'Yoisa. So he wanted to save himself, even though he knows that the money they owe him, he doesn't want to make a Shvua. So mainly he wanted to plan himself to have a Migu. And if he will have a Migu, he doesn't have to make a Shvua. Why did Rashbam learn Asidu Ashtar? The Rashbam and Arayim from Loshem Egimore. And I don't want to have a shvuah. The Rashbam doesn't say, stand, they owe me money and I don't have a way to collect the money. So I said, if I would not tell them, I would have a way to collect the money. Stated in the Gemara that he was not worried how to collect his money. He had a shtar, he could collect his money. He's worried about the shvuah. He wants to say lekucho ibiyodi, and there he doesn't have to make a shvuah. The Rashbam says, ein nishboim, chazoke, I will not have to make a shvuah. So believe in Abimigu. And the Rashbam repeats himself in the Maskola. He told him, "You migu is a shvach migu, because if you would say lekucho ibiyodi, we will not give it to you. Why we will not give it to you? But lekucho ibiyodi, because it's a mechoe. Val is a mechoe, is a coil against you. Mele, you can't get it out migu. Mele, give it back." And the Rashbam again repeats himself in the end of the sugya. And Mele, you could take the money, and even if it's no shtar, so the Rashbam is aiding that he owes the money. So the Rashbam is mevur klor that it's a sugya of migu leavturim mishvua. Rav Bar Sharshum doesn't have a problem to get his money, he has a shtar. The end of Rashbam says he has 80. We'll see later the Rashbam's inside, we know. Abazok the Rashbam, Rav Bar Sharshum doesn't want that the Yesemim will tell him to make a shvua. But mainly he decided to stay in the karka, and he has a migu that he could have said, lekucho ibiyodi, and then he would get the karka. So believe me now that you owe me money. Right? This is the mahalach of the Rashbam. Frek the Rabbi Yoine, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashbo, all the Rishonim, the Ritva. If this is the Mahalach we're learning the Gemara, something in the Gemara doesn't make sense. We'll read the Gemara together. Omali, Gufa Duv de Havre, Omali, Arebe Mashkante Avenakit Mavu in the Yasme, Havre Zuze Achine de Omi Money, Achaltio Shne Chazok in the 10 years finished. Amine, Imadrine Lu Arele Yasme, Vamine de Isle Zuze Achine, Haboli Pora Tzorich Leishova. So I would finish, so what I didn't tell them that it's a mashkante, I claimed that it's mine, so believe me now, b'migu, that I could have said that the karka that is worth 1,000,000 is mine, believe me, you owe me 50,000. I could have said the karka is mine. I would read the gemara. B'meila amina ech b'shel eshtar mashkante, and b'meila I could say that you owe me money. Frag the Rabbi Yehuda Ranim Rash, but look, it's an extra line in the gemara. Elo ach b'shel eshtar mashkante, v'oich lo shir zuze, and I will eat the son for another couple years, the amount of money that they owe me, and then I will come back to them and I will say, listen, I could have stayed in this karka now forever. I'm telling you the truth, was belonged to your father. 5 years ago the lease was finished, and I took it for 5 years because you owed me money, and take it back. Right? This is the gemara. I could have said, lekucho. Why he has to eat it? Why he has to be a ganef for 5 years? The whole people will speak that he's stealing a karka from Yisraeli. Say like this, I finished the mashkante, go over to the Yisraeli and say, Rabbi, this is the sodeh, if I want, I'm telling you now it's mine, and no one could do nothing about it. I'm telling you the truth, it's yours, take back the million, about 50,000 is mine. Give me back 50,000. Why he had to leave the sodeh by him for 5 years, this was Lashon HaGemara. Ela ach b'shel eshtar mashkante, oich lo shir zuze, I will eat it for another couple years, if you have a migo, it's even without eating it. So we have to know. Be'etem is two mehalchim in the sugya. It's the mehalach Rabbi Yehuda Ran Rashbo, Rabban Rashbo, Rabbi Yehuda, and Ran, and Ritvo. That this is the case like we're saying it. The case is like we're saying it. Dainu, the echetimtze here in the Gemara is, what is the echetimtze in the Gemara? The echetimtze is that he was finished the mashkante, but he didn't approach the Yisraeli Miyad. Mikudin, I could have said, Lekucho, you owe me money. He said, I want to eat it another couple of years. When he will finish, he will come and say, listen, I could stay here. The truth is, it's yours. Take it back. But the money that I ate, leave by me. This is one way to learn the Gemara, and this is the way we're going to learn. We have to know the Rimigash and the Rambam, Mikoyach Diskashe, don't learn the Gemara like that. They learn the Gemara Kipshutoi. He did what? The Rimigash and the Rambam are not learning the Gemara like we're learning it now. The Rimigash and the Rambam are learning the Gemara Kipshutoi. Rav said like this, I finished the Mashkante, I could say now it's mine, take it back and give me money, because you owe me money b'migu. V'oich l'shnei chazoke doesn't mean that he was planning to eat the money that they owe him and then to come over to say, listen, I could leave it by me forever, so believe me that what I ate I had a right to eat. As the Rimigash and the Rambam learned the sugya, we'll have to get back to the Rimigash and the Rambam. But we'll go back first to the Rabbi Yehuda, Ramban, Rashbo, and Ran, that they're learning the Gemara Kipshuta. Frekt Rabbi Yehuda and the Ramban and the Ran, so what is the Pshat in the Gemara? Why he needed this whole story? Maybe he's allowed to do it, Ovid Inish Dinan and Afshei. He knows that he's saving all his money. So maybe he's allowed to do it. But why? Why he did it? So we'll start with the Tirutzi. The Ran and the Ramban say a teretz, such a mechudosh like a teretz, Herzog ein good teretz. Zog the Ran and the Ramban, Rav Bar Shal Shum ate it for 10 years. The 10 years finished, he has a migu, he could have said lekucho ibeyodi. So be'etzem he could come over to the Yisraim and say, listen, if I'm keeping quiet now, I have a chazoke, no one knows it's a mashkante, it's mine, I'm asking to tell you it's yours, but you owe me 50,000. And he didn't do that. He was planning, or he did, he ate for another 3 years, the amount of the 50,000, and now he comes and says, listen, I can keep it for me forever, but I'm telling you the truth, it's yours, but the 50,000 belong to me. Why he had to do it? Zog the Ramban like this. If he would say the migu in the first way, the migu would not work. Why? Because the halacha is, first I say the teretz, migu lemafrea lo yamrina. He comes to Beis Din after 10 years. Rabbi Yisai, listen, I'll tell you the truth. I could say that it's mine. It's no eating that it's not mine. I'm telling you, lemaise, it's his. Abba b'migu, that I could have said that it's mine, give me 50,000. It's not worth a million. They'll tell him, we're here. It's a good taina. We know there's a problem that any skokim lenichse yisayimim, elim can ribi secheles b'em. We can't give you it now. You say maktanim. Come back in 13 years. Give it back. When the kids become big, come back. So he will give back the karka, and he will come. He will come back in 13 years. Rabbi said, "No, I had a migu." They say, "You had a migu then. Migu lemafrei aloyamrina. Then you had a migu. Now what is your migu?" you were coming, you were saying, Rabbi Issa, I give me, he owes me 50,000. Make a shvur, I have a migul. What? Yesterday, migul l'mafreya, I am bringing. When he had a migul, when he came to Beis Din, then he didn't win the case. So the migul got lost. Migul l'mafreya, I am bringing. The Ramban and the Rav, what migul l'mafreya, I am bringing. Yesterday he said that they owe him $50,000, but migul that he would not say that the karka is this. So we know that he owes $50,000. You can't collect it from the estate. So we waited 13 years to collect it. But he has a migu. Believe me that he owed me $50,000. I didn't have to give it back to them. You can't collect it, put it on hold. But I have already the migu. Zab the Ramban and the Rabbi Yehine and the Ran. But then we couldn't listen to you, Bichlal. Because when you say Miftalim I hear, we don't listen. So we didn't hear what you said. We just didn't listen. So you gave back the karka. So we took the karka. You coming after 13 years and say, Rabbi Isai, I had a migu. You had a migu, migu l'mafreya, lo yamrina. Avada, I'm asking, it's a chidush gadol. Avada, this is the first teretz of the Ramban and the Ran. We could go weiter. It's not shaykh of Pesha Osor. It's different money, it's not Pesha Osor. I'm saying, we could say, as they state in the Rishonim, and to go weiter, we could be mercy for shtikel avana in the rishonim. I'm saying I'm not sure if Reb Shmuel the matter tzach you to understand. It's a mod nezach. Shmuel says poches yoyser. If migul is a birur, he doesn't understand what the rishonim are saying. What a shaykh migul mafreya le'amrinat. You're asking me. The guy says I'm honest. I could have kept it and it would be mine and I would get the money. I'm coming over to you based on it's theirs, but they owe me money. Mali le'shakel to keep it. That's right. Below this, you can't take it now. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow you already don't have a migul. It doesn't go. If migul is koyach hakayne, maybe you can hear it. That then we couldn't listen to you. Now you don't have any more the koyach hakayne. But if a migul is a bill that the guy is not lying, when you see that the guy is not lying, this is one teretz. Another teretz, zogt Rabbi Yehine the Ramban. Can I just see the Rabbi Yehine in a venik? Zogt Rabbi Yehine another teretz. Every teretz here is more mechudosh one from the other. Zogt Rabbi Yehine, if he would go over to the Yesoimim and beginning, and he would say, listen, the 10 years finished, I could tell the karka is mine. I'm telling you, I could say it's mine. It's yours, but you owe me money. And what he did instead, he took it for 3 years, he ate the 50,000, and now he says, Rabbi Yisrael, I could say that it's mine, and believe me, it's yours, but the 50,000 are mine. Zogt Rabbi Yehine, if he would do it in the beginning, and he would tell the Yesoimim, take back the karka, but believe me, I didn't have to tell you the karka is yours, so give me 50,000. Migule hoitzi lo yamrina. Migule hoitzi lo yamrina. He wants the Yesoimim to give him $50,000. Migule hoitzi lo yamrina. How you could say migule hoitzi? As a clown, migule hoitzi lo yamrina. Migule hoitzi lo yamrina. So what he did, he ate for 3 years the 50,000. Now it's migule hoitzi. What? Aminut, as I Dr. Rabbi Yehine. It's a migul lehoitzi, migul lehoitzi, lo yamrina. Migul lehoitzi, lo yamrina. Frekt the Rabbi Yehine on himself, what is the shaykhus to migul lehoitzi? He has a shtar that the guy owes the money. The Rashbam explained the sugya, the guy is getting the money. He just doesn't want to make a shvua. The migul is coming to tell him that he doesn't need to make a shvua. The migul is not telling him that the other guys, they say he owe him money. The fact that the Yesoimim owe him money, we know that the Yesoimim owe him money. This is not the shayla lefaneinu if the Yesoimim owe him money or not. Avada the Yesoimim owe him money. The shayla lefaneinu is a different shayla. The shayla lefaneinu is if he has to make a shvua or he doesn't have to make a shvua. So he has a migu. If I would say the karka is mine, I would not have to make a shvua. So now also I don't have to make a shvua. Why you call it migu lehoitzi? Zogt Rabbi Yehine mikol makoy. Vail. He needs a shvua, and without a shvua, Beis Din don't let him to collect the money. So it's called a migul lehoitzi. It's a big chidush. It's a big chidush. Lemaisa, he has a right to take the money. He has a right to take the money. Oba mikol makoy, vail is a chiyuv shvua, and he doesn't have a right with the rabbono to take the money, cause money makes a shvua. So now it's called a migul lehoitzi. What? Right, the shvuas may be paid back. You either the shvuas may be paid back. What? Yeah, but lemaisa, the schus gvir is not because of the migu. Like we said before, the migu just takes off the problems. As a chiyuv shvua, the migu takes off the problem of the chiyuv shvua, and b'meila I have a schus to be greater. To say that this is called the migu lehoitzi. Avada is not migu lehoitzi. To part from shvua says, avada is not a migu lehoitzi for pashkos. I'm just part of from shvua. I have a chiyuv shvua. I'm part of the chiyuv shvua. Migu doesn't have a kach to be moitzi momen. I'm not moitzi momen. I'm not trying to be moitzi momen. Does it not? That's the shayla. Avada nish. It doesn't make a difference. Lemaisa the moshe, but the evidence I took the money. Basin can't take it away from me. So she didn't have but the evidence I took the money. Basin don't take back the money from me. I have to make a shvur. The money I have is schus for the money. So zaydi gazach. Or mikol mikim val lemaisa. Basin don't let me to collect the money without a shvur. B'meile it's migula haitzi. The Rabbi Yehuda goes weiter, and Rabbi Yehuda says another term. We have to understand all of these terutzim, the Rambam and the Rimigash don't hold belumbus. It's not stam naftimin and all of these terutzim. And the first terutz that we said, the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam doesn't hold asado azachisol. Migul ha'iti, the Rambam doesn't hold asado azachisol. Zog der Rabbi Yoyne a third terutz. As a klal, migu mi momen le momen lo yamrin. Maybe before that, a minute. Zog der Rabbi Yoyne, he has a gemore in daf la medvov, nisht azay. How I'm saying, I say that this is called migu le hoitzi. I have a gemore that this is not called migu le hoitzi. Where is the gemore? The gemore in daf la medvov zog, hane izi, de ach li chush le ben ardoe. Was sheep that they ate sode. So the bailim of the sode went and he chabbed the izi. Now no one knows where they are. And he says, Rabbi Yisrael, I could have said lekuchoi biyadi. I could have said that it's mine. So believe me, it's your izi. But believe me that they ate and I want to get back the money. Migu that I could have hold onto the izi. So believe me now that they owe me money. So the Gemara says he's nemo be migu. Migu that he would keep the izi to himself. He's never to say that the izim ate his soda and the other person has to pay. That's the gemara. So ani izi the gemara nafla medvov. Ani izi the achli chush le ben ardoe. Zog the gemara his name on lito in ad kedei de meir. Even the person's time says you animal ate in my soda. Zog yere mecha teise. I have a migu. I could have taken the animal to myself. Zog yabin yeyne but it's a migu lo haitzi. The terrence is while he's holding onto the sheep it's not called a migu lo haitzi. Even that he's asking for different money, while he has something in his hands, and he's saying, instead of this money, give me something else, it's not called a migul ha'itzi. So Frank Rabbi Yehuda himself, so why by us it's called migul ha'itzi? Why by us it's called migul ha'itzi? Don't call it migul ha'itzi. Say, so while he has the karka in his hands, it's not called a migul ha'itzi. Zog Rabbi Yehuda, no. Avada, this is called migul ha'itzi. Why in Hani Izi, the Afri Chushle ben Ardo, it's not a migul ha'itzi? Because there, he's toifes the izim betur mashkoin. He's chapping the izim betur mashkoin, betur piroen. He's holding under the izim, calls man, you don't pay me, the izim are mine. Masha'enke bekarka zog the rabbi niyene. A person can make a tfisa bekarka. Ain't tfisa bekarka, ki karka becheskes ba'alei emeres. There's no Muslim to toifes a karka le mashkoin, only izim. That's the ganze hariches of rabbi niyene and rambando, that you can make a tfisa in karka, you can make a tfisa for a mashkoin. Yeah. This is the second terutz. Kumt Rabbi Yehuda. Zog Rabbi Yehuda, he has a third terutz. Zog Rabbi Yehuda, he has a third terutz. Why by us the migu doesn't help? Zog Rabbi Yehuda, the reason the migu doesn't help by us, it's a migu mi momen le momen. Migu mi momen le momen. What is the pshat migu le momen le momen? The yisoid of migu le momen is, there's one place that is very clear. The marshal and Shtaim Oisim Betalis. Everyone says Kulo Sheli, so everyone gets 50%. One says Kulo Sheli, and one gets his Chetzio Sheli. So the guy that says Kulo Sheli, a half he gets anyway, and the other half, they go half-half. he gets a quarter, and he gets a quarter, so he gets three quarters, and he gets a quarter. This is the first Mishnah in Steinberg. Frag Teisvus in the Rimigash. Why? The person that said Chesya Shali has a Migu. He could have said Kula Shali. And if he would say Kula Shali, he would get a half. So believe him that a half is his, because he could have said Kula Shali. The Teretz says, when he would say Kula Shali, why he would get a half? He would get a half from the whole big talis. Because he wants everything, he gets a half. Now that he's saying a half, his tiny is only in his half. You can't zoicha in one chaylek migu that you could have asked for different money. You understand? When migu helps, ichzalti migu the nansu. Ichzalti migu the nansu. It's a good migu. I could have said nansu. I said ichzalti. And the same chayfetz I'm potu. Mazuyev migu the perua. I don't owe you the money. I could say I paid you back. I could say because I never owed you. I could say it because nansu. I could say because ichzalti. But it's the same money. I could say this karka is mine because it was never yours. Le'adam. I could say I bought it from you. Oh, but to change from one money to the other money, you don't say migu. Meli, you don't say migu from the karka. The meli, you owe me money. Migu mi momen le momen le'amrinet. I behani iza de'ach lechush le'ben ardoe. We say migu mi momen le momen. Dear, because I was teifas the same moment for a mashkoin, so it's not mi momen le momen. Masha'engin by us, it's mi momen le momen. So meli, what he wanted to do? He wanted to eat it. And after he eats it already, he has the money for the piron. But mele, he's nemo. So we were zoicha lemaisa, we have Rabbi Niyene. And Rabbi Niyene stayed close, these three terutzi. Now the first teret says, migu lemafreya, this is Ramban, Rabbi doesn't say that. Second teret, migu lehoitzi. The third teret, migu mimomen lemomen. Migu mimomen lemomen. It's interesting, the tour brings down, b'shem Rabbi Niyene, the teret, as migu mimomen lemomen. And the Shach and the Sma say, the Tur didn't understand, but Rabbi Yehuda meant Migu Lehoitzi. And there's a big machlekes here, and Simon Kuf Nun, Shach, and Taz, and Sma. But the Maise, Hein, this all of this Nafkeminis are not Negea Lemaise, because Rabbi Yehuda writes two Terutzim. One Terutz Rabbi Yehuda writes Migu Lehoitzi. Second Terutz Rabbi Yehuda, Migu Mimama Lemama. A fourth Teretz of Rabbi Niyene and the Ramban and the Ram. But why this Migu would not help? Because Be'etzem Migu Lafture Mishvue doesn't help every time. Migu Lafture Mishvue only helps when you could leave it in your house. Not when you have to take with the Shvue. Dainu. Migu Lafture Mishvue Lamashal Meide Bemikzas. Migu Lafture Mishvue Amrinen. I'm potu, I don't have to pay the other half. Although when a person, Chazal said, that you have to take money with a shvuah, you can collect the money with a shvuah, and then the migu will say, I don't need to make a shvuah. Why? When Chazal said you need a shvuah, they don't let you to collect without a shvuah. So the migu can't help. I need to collect with a shvuah. If the migu is left to at the high, I could hold on to it. So, Migu Laftur Mishvua only helps, but I don't have to collect. When I have to collect, Migu Laftur Mishvua Lo Yamrinen. Again, they say Rais. B'meila he wanted to eat it, and B'meila B'chai Gavne, he will be Potur Mishvua. So, Vinit Vi, Lame Hebzachot. So, Shittas the Rabbi Niyene and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rashbam, this is the way they're learning the Sugya, the Loike the Rimigash, the Loike the Rambam, that Rabbi Bar Shalshum, you write that he had a Migu right away. He had the migu miyad after the finished name mashkante. He could have come and said, it's mine. Bemele, believe me that you owe me money, bemigu, that I will take the whole karka to myself. And we'll see that Azay, the Rimigash and the Rambam, lemaisa learned the sugya, that this is the migu. Aber deo medayik loshen la gemore nishtazay, loshen la gemore state, v'oich lo shir zuze, he was planning to eat it and only after it to come and claim that it's his. And they explain that the migu doesn't work before, for four reasons the migu doesn't work. Other it's a migu lemafreya, other it's a migu lehoitzi, other it's a migu mimomen lemomen, other migu lafture mishvue b'shvue sanoitlim lo yamrine. And we have to know that all of these four mehalchim, abe'etzem will be that the Rimigash and the Rambam don't learn all of these four mehalchim. The Rimigash and the Rambam will not learn all of these four mehalchim. This is the first chaylek doing this. I'm going to part of the Rashbam. Zog the Rabbi Niyoyne and the Ramban, if this is their pshat in the sugya, they have a raya to chidush aloche godul ma'oid lemais. Herzach ha'in ha'shayle in Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Seinah Rishonim had a shayla. We'll leave the sugi a second. We'll clear the shayla, and then a second we'll see that lefi the Rishonim, it's mamisha often a gemore, it's mamisha often a sugi by us. Habo li yipora min nichse yisayimim lo yipora ela b'shvu. Habo li yipora min nichse yisayimim lo yipora ela b'shvu. Nasi de'alochem. If you can't be nifra ela b'shvu. What would be if you went and you chapped from the yisayimim? You chapped. You didn't. You know, the ma'aseh, you know that they owe you money. Why you have to have a shvu? Maybe the father gave you. But you're a Talmid Chacham. You know that the father didn't give you. And you know, here's the Yisraelim. No one looks. You go and you chab the money to yourself. And now we found out. We tell you, you have to make a shvua now or not. I will explain what is the suffix. Lashon HaGemara is, Haboli Hippora Minichse Yisraelim Lo Hippora Elo B'Shvua. So it was a big mockim to say that the gender of the Takona was, Lemaise he owes me money. I have a shtar. He owes me money. It's not that he doesn't owe me money. Chazal made a takone, before you take the money from the Yisraelim, make a shvur. This is what Chazal made. Before you take the money from the Yisraelim, make a shvur. I didn't make a shvur. Nish beseder. I have to make a shvur now or not. Avad l'moshe, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Avad, I don't have to give back the money. The Shana will basically force me to make a shvur, and if I don't make a shvur, they'll make me in a nidui. Or they can't force me to make a shvur. As I tell Rabbi Yehuda. They could force me to make a shvur, they cannot force me to make a shvur. Maybe it's only a boli yipora minichse yisayim lo yipora ela b'shvur. But if I was goyva already, maybe I don't need a shvur. Oy dilma, I need a shvur. As I cleared Rabbi Seinah Arishay. Herzach ein gut. Zogt Rabbi Yoyne in our sugye. Zogt Rabbi Yoyne, he has a raya bruro in our sugye. Raya bruro. That even if you already collect the money, you need to make a shvur. What is the raya? That's a chen good. Lefi the Rabbi Yehuda, what is the pshat in our sugya? That they already, Rabbi Bar Sharshon's plans was to eat 3 years after it. The haynu, to keep it for three mashkante, to eat $50,000 worth peres, and then he will come into Beis Din and he will say, I have a migu. Why has to come to be the migu? If he ate the 50,000, why he needs to come to a migu? If he already ate the soda, if he already ate it up, he doesn't need to come to a migu. He already collects from the yisoyimim, but the yavid, he doesn't need to make a shvua. And lashon haGemara is asay, ve'oich lo shiur zuze, and then I will have a migu. What is my migu? That I could have said that it's mine. I don't need a migu. I don't need a migu. If I would eat the soda, I would not need a migu. Lefi the Rambam, he was not planning to eat. Before he ate, he was planning to come to the Yisraelim and tell the Yisraelim, El Tzachai, I have a migu, I can take the karka, so please give me 50,000. Oh, but he has a migu that he could have said. It's a problem. But if the Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Bar Sharshon knew that he would not take the money before he comes to Beis Din, so Migu lo yitzi mamen lemamen Migu lishvu asam lo yitlim, the Migu will not help. So what Rabbi Bar Sharshon was planning to do? Rabbi Bar Sharshon was planning first to eat the Shalei Shonim. And only when he finishes the whole Shalei Shonim, then he was planning to come to Beis Din. He ate already, he doesn't need a shvu anyway. If he ate already, he doesn't need a shvu anyway, so that is coming to Migu. And that is coming to Migu. You don't need a Migu. And if stated in the Gemara that you need a Migu, Zog Rabbi Yehuda stated in the Gemara that Abol Yipora Minichse Yisayimim, and he was given the money, even so he needs a Shvur. Could be, Lefi the Rambam, we'll see Taki, the Aloha will not be like that. Because Lefi the Rambam, Sinishto as a Gemara. Sinishto as a Gemara, Lefi the Rambam. So Abba Hasei, after we know the source of the Gemara, that he was planning to eat it, and duch then to have a migu, so now let me learn the Gemara, mit the Rashbam tzazame. This is the tzura of the Rishonim HaMagdim, before the Cheshbon is in the Gemara. That this was the plan of Rabbi Bar Sharshon. So let me learn the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Sharshon, nofak elei kol deko ochil are de yasi. Omar le Abaye, eimi li izze gufa de uv de heiche habe. Eimi li gufa de uv de heiche habe. Omale, arabe mashkante avenakitne meavoy. I had a mashkante from the father. Vehabeli zuze achrine gabay. Vachalti o shnei mashkante, and I ate already the shnei mashkante. Amine, imadrine lu arele yasme, vamine de isle zuze achrine gabay. Omu rabon labon leipor aminis yisayim leipor ala bishvu. Lama zan arashba. Zuze achrine gabay, shenischayev li shein mashkin aleyem. ואמרי לאחר שכל השני משכנתם, אחזיר הקרקע ליסוימים, ואש עליהם לחויב, שיש לי על אביהם, צורך אני להישובה, דאומו רבונן, בוא להיפורה, ואף על פי שיש ביודי שטר חויב, מחויבה נשבוע, שבוע I won't need anyways. אך בשאל עם אויסו, לקוחוי ביודי, דאכלתי או שני חזוקי בחיי אבוי. Why the Rashbam explains that the חזוקי was בחיי אבוי? Because the הלוך is אין מחזיקי מנכסי קוטן. So while the halach is ain't machzik minichse koten, merely had to make the chazoke b'chai avur. Me'emnino b'lo yishvur. The ain ishboim ala karkoes. Lama zeh negmor. Elo achba shel ishtar mashkante, v'oich lo shir zuze, de migu di boi amine lekuchoi v'yodi, mehemne, ki amine de isle zuze gabaychu mehemne. So what a person that he was trying to get, that he have a migu lafturim yishvur. What is his migu lafturim yishvur? His migul after mishvua is that if he will tie the other tiny, he will be potu mishvua. So now he also wants to be nema. What is his other tiny? Lekucha biyodi. Zog the Rashbam. And why lekucha biyodi is potu mishvua? Why lekucha biyodi is potu mishvua? The mice is coming connected to the yisoyimim. Why in the tiny of lekucha biyodi he be nema without a shvua? Look at the Rashbam says two tirutzi. Omar le'abai mehemne beloy shvua. The ain nishboim ala karkoes. Ve'oid, the cheska sholishonim b'mokim shtar kaim. Two tainas. Mehemne beloy shvua, the ain nishboim ala karkoes. Ve'oid, the cheska sholishonim b'mokim shtar kaim. So we see, Mitzvah Hashem teises, teises ding tzach af rashi. Teises asses kashe vos mishvua seses. Aber in Rashbam steht, there is two reasons why if you would say lekucha biyodi, will be no shvua. One time is ein ishboim ala karkoes. Stop. I shvua seses. The sugya here holds ein ishboim ala karkoes. Ve'oi, zog the Rashbam, even if it's a shvua in the karkoes, cheska sholishonim b'mokim shtar kaim. Cheska sholishonim b'mokim shtar kaim. What is the pshat? It's such a shtar kerai, cheska gimershonim, even a boli yiporem and nisa yisoyimim doesn't need a shvua. And Taisus steht nicht das. Taisus will ask that maybe it needs a shvur. Taisus will ask that it will need a shvur. The Rashbam says that if you have a sholich karka, first ein ishboim ala karkoes, b'meli yupotu mishvur. V'oid zog the Rashbam, cheskas gerishonim b'kum shtarim medetz. So the world wants to say pshat that the Rashbam is l'shitoso. The Rashbam learned that cheskas gerishonim is a raya mideloi micho. So if I have a raya mideloi micho, is a raya brura that I bought it from the father. So why I have to make a shvur to the yisayim? If I have aiden that it's mine, I have to make a shvur to the yisayim. The person bought something from the father and it's clear that he bought it from the father. Now the yisayim wake up. It's a takon of the rabbonon. A person is allowed to lose the shtar. They have rachmonis on him. But it's not a raya brura. So by answer we know that it was belong to the father. Now we're not sure take who owns it. So why would I get not sure who owns it? So misafik, you have to make a shvur for the assignment. Mashenkin, the Rashbam learns Chazok is a raya brura. If Chazok is a raya brura, b'meile it patterns from shvur. But mikol kimazei learn the Rashbam. And on a mitzad ein nishboim ala karkoes, on mitzad Chazok im amokim shtar emetz. Shtar alvoy is shema porua, and a karka you can't say shema porua. Shtar alvoy, why in shtar alvoy you have to make a shvur? Maybe he paid, maybe atpes et zrore, maybe he gave him a mashkoin, but if a person has a sada, a chazok has given a shonim that he bought a sada, you have a raya that he bought a sada. That's mad gish adaki. Why in a shtar, normal shtar, you have to make a shvua, and here you don't have to make a shvua. Here I have a shtar that I bought a sada. A boli pora, minich se yisayim tzorich shvua, not stam. Tzorich shvua, eimer tzrore at pese, maybe the father paid in different echetim, but if I have a raya that I bought a sada, so it's a raya brura that a sada is mine, so how do I get the sada? Das ist nicht kein Scheibe. Sag dem Rashbam weiter. Omar lei, lekucha beyodi leimotzis amres. Doike kole de are de yasmu. Elazil adrenile, vechigad le yasme ishtaye dine badar. We'll learn this Gemara carefully. First of all, keep shoot it. Machlekesh shachel mabit. How to read this Gemara? Alibed Rabbi Yehine. First of all, read the Gemara keep shoot it. Omar le lekuchoi biyodi leimotis amrus. Doike ale kole. What he told him? You can't say lekuach. Why you can't say lekuach? Is a koil. So what if it's a koil? So what if it's a koil? So what if it's a koil? You can't say lekuach because it's a koil. So what if it's a koil? So what if it's a koil? So it's a koil. Why you can't say lekuach? What's the pshat? Why you can't say lekuach? It's a koil. So what if it's a koil? So Taisus says a pshat. We'll have to mask with the Mar Taisus. He's scared to say lekuach. He's scared. Such a rumor, not gishmak. So what's migud ha'ozer? What is migud ha'ozer lachtur mishmu? And Rabbi Simbos machleges achroinim. He's scared. So what if it's a koil? So it's a koil. I'm saying. But Zogtei, if a person would get up and say lekuach, he would fight the koil. What would happen? I thought he would get it. This is not gishmak to say lekuach. In the Rashbam and Rabbi Yehine state nishta zeh. Lo melam good the Rashbam. Omer le'abaye. Oda choshavto bedaitcho. Di'boye ta'amine lekuchoi biyodi. Kevon di'adine milse. Di'bemashkante inchates bo. Lo'imotzi lemita lekuach ubiyodi. Do'ike kole ve'edus de'are de'yasmei. The hashto shalimu shnei mashkante. The kevon, if I would stop here, I would say, stop. If we know that a person went into a sod of a teras mashkoin, he never could tie the lekuach anymore. If we know that a person went in the teras mashkoin, I would rashbam is mamshich. The kevon the yadato the iskole aloch, the aredo mashkante igaboch, ein lecho mechoe gdoi lo mizu. Ein lecho mechoe gdoi lo mizu. Vehoyo lecho lizor beshtorcho. Hilkach zilhoner are leyasme ashto. וחיגד ליאסמה שיהיו בנימי במצווה דיים בשלוש נושא שונה ואילך דאביחי במצווה סדישתה ידינה בעדיו על שתורכו יברו על אביהם את אישובה וטיטון כדין הבא ליפול מנסיהם בכל זמן שהם קטנים אין יון עושה הם ליק מסוים כדאברים בערך יפרק שמה יסיינים אין נזכור מנסי יסיים אלא מכירים בשריכה לעצמם וכדפוס יקרו ועוסם מלחסה אין נזכור מנסיים תימום אמרתנו נויסים אילכך ממתין למעדיגל לדיים ובנגיד שונה ואילך כנמוך החוסר אמינו זוג דרשבם why you losing? Ein lecho mechoe gdoi lo mizu. So first, the Rabbi Yehine, before we explain, Zog the Rabbi Yehine, when the koil came out, how you learn the sugya, when this rumor came out, when the koil came out, when this koil came out, when the koil came out, when this koil started, Rove bar sharshum, nofak alei kole, de ochil are de yasne. When this koil came out, what? The father was alive. We have a Rashbam nishta zeh. Kid before shle kamei, look in the Rashbam. And the flamet beis amud beis. Vehilkach nofak alei kol shel eidus, shemehashto ochil are de yasme. When the koil came out? Shmuel Moch, when the koil came out? What? So what helps the mechoe? He's... No. Frag the Rabbi Yehine, when the koil came out? Lefin days first, what is the koil? The vote of Fitais is the coil is, you don't have a migul, you're scared to say lekucho. If you say you will win, it's not gishmak. Say that. You have to deal with Taisus, so what? Migul da hoze, mazen da hoze Hashem. The Rashbam learns, what is the koyach of the coil? Mechoy. Frek Rabbi Yehine, mechoy when? Now, that he ochil, nofak alei kole, in my gemore state, the ochil are de yasme. State is in my gemore, nofak alei kole, bechaye avuen, the ochil mashkan de desure. And my gemore state, that the coil was, that ochil are de yasne. Now he ate rishonim becheskas ha'av. If he would say lekuach that he bought it from the father, so what helps us given da mechoe? What helps us given da mechoe? Novel, so one pshat Rabbi Yehine says, lav davke, the Gemara means was also a koi bechai ha'av.
After the father died,
during the mashkan. No, but he ate chazoki 3 years b'chaye av, so he has already a chazoki. He's allowed to lose the shtar b'chaye av.
He got it for 30 years.
B'chaye av, Rashbam explains that the chazoki is b'chaye av, not after chaye av. No, he ate it 3 years b'chaye av. Now he would say that he bought it then. No, so you have so, and he says that he bought it then. So what if it's a koil? So now it's a mechoe. When he bought it, it was no mechoe. So why he times that he bought it b'chaya av? He doesn't time that he bought it now. So it's a coil against me. Why I lose? I against the coil. Why I lose? Chazok is she'eni matayim. I'm saying I bought it from the father. Why is chazok she'eni matayim? But I'm saying nishazay. So why the coil wins me? Not because coil is shtark. It's not yuchsin. So the Rashbam learns because the coil is mechoe. Mechoe plan yeganove. You have look at the Rashbam. Look at inside. Vehoy olecholi zoyer b'shtar. I lost the shtar when the. I'm claiming that I bought it b'chaya ya'af. I lost the shtar after 3 years. The mele is mine. The coil was that was mashkante b'chaya, but when the coil came out, I'm asking. The coil said that if, when he finished eating, but he finished eating, then the coil came out. What happened in the first? The mashkante. No. Rabbi Bar Shasha was a coil that was mashkante. The shteidish in the Gemara, shteidish in the Rashbam. I would one time stay in the Rashbam that b'chaya av was the coil. That coil makes a mechoya. The mechoya is not the coil from now. The Rashbam is not. Now is no mechoya. Now the Rashbam is madgish twice in lamed beis and mud beis, the last three lines. The last three words. The Rashbam repeats it again in the first. Sure, the lines in Lamed Gimel, do achalti osh nechazoke b'chaya avuot. The chazoke is only the first 3 years b'chaya av. After the chaya av, avad is in ishtok in chazoke. Chazoke has to be akiva dafke b'chaya av. Not b'chaya av, you don't have a chazoke. You don't have a chazoke, not b'chaya av. The chazoke is b'chaya av. Now, if the coil comes out now, where's the mechoy? Azei frekt rabin yoyin. And one pshat Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll have to say lav dafke in the Gemara. That was a coil, even b'chaya av. He says, on l'shoynes ha-Gemara lav dafke. The Rashbam, that by us we know that the Rashbam writes down everything klo. Rashbam had to say, ein lecho mechoe gdoi lo mizu. Weird. Then, avu shteinus in the Rashbam. On those pshat Rabbi Yehuda says, b'samot nezach, he says that Abaye told him, Herzachayim. You're right, that the rumors now are that you are Ganev. But if it's such rumors, I'm sure if we'll look into it, we'll see Rav Bar Sharshum, that already then was a rumor also. So just give up, give it back and finish. Rav, Chil Hashem, Nish Kidai. He told Rav, well, why you need last? If we found out now, we'll see Ba'adu the Mabit. Abaye was telling him, you're right, now this coil you're not losing. But if such a coil is coming on you, I'm sure that if we'll check into it, we'll find out there was already rumors, even B'chai Yahav, that it's a Mashkante. It's a very pshat. I'm just explaining why when Taisa says a different pshat in the sugya here, that the coil is golmished, and the pshat in Taisa, the ganze dibur amasri lekuchay biyodi. Taisa says it's a ganze pshat that he's scared, and we have to know what's his miguda oze amrinen loy amrinen. It's a ganze shvere Taisa. It's not stam Taisa saying, because the Rashbam pshat is a very shvere pshat. It's a very shvere pshat. The arze dibur rav adds a kasha here. He adds a kasha. Frank the Arza de Berav, we said a ktsois in the beginning of Cheska Sabbatim. If a person is sitting in a sode, and two people come over to him and tell him, the Baili made a mechoe. Person is sitting in a sode, and two people come over to him and tell him, the Baili made a mechoe. And the Baili takin never made a mechoe. Two people came over to him and said, the Baili made a mechoe. But the Baili said, the Baili never made a mechoe. The Baalim Takin never made a mechot. So Zog Diktsois, he doesn't lose, even that he didn't keep the shtar. So what if it was a mechot? The Eidim say, listen, we told you, you had to be nervous. So listen, I knew the truth. I know the Baalim. He's not a Ganev. I don't have to be worried. I know the truth. I know I'm not a Ganev. I know him. Rumors. You told me, he said, I didn't believe you. Zog Diktsois, it's not a tiny on me. Even that the Eidim say, we told that he made a mechor. So listen, if he made a mechor, I have to lose. But if the Stam told me, as a shita saktsois, we're told that the chkiris and chazoke, but those are shita saktsois. Frek the arz of the Berav. Here, mechateis of the father made a mechor. Mechateis of the father made a mechor. as a kohen. Ein lecha mechoy gedoyla mizu. If the father made it, it's takia mechoy. But if the father didn't make the kohen, if the father didn't make a kohen, v'meila, where is the mechoy? What? He claims that it's not a mashkin, right? If he died in lekucho ibiyoni, it's not a mashkin. And the tzad that Rabbi Bar Shashu will get up and say lekucho ibiyoni b'chayei Yoav was never a mashkin. This is his migu. So we're telling him, you don't have a migu, you don't want to say lekucho ibiyoni. Why? You cannot say lekucho ibiyoni because it's a coil. What do you mean it's a coil? I'm telling you the coil is garnished. I'm telling you the coil is garnished. The father has to make a mechor. I'm telling you, the father never made a mechor. What's the pshat? Ein lecha mechor gdoi lo mizu. Pshat, ein lecha mechor gdoi lo mizu. You could start to clear. So the answer to Berav himself, I'm saying, maybe it's a suffix if the father made it. He says, a ge'oin ishazach. He says, normally, you're right. If a person doesn't make a mechor, so b'meila it's not a taina of the other person. Here, the father says, "Why was a coil, I didn't have to make a mechor. What is a mechor to make noise? The noise is there. When the father never made a mechor, and two people go over to the person and made a mechor. So we say, you didn't do a mechor, Faltik. What you have to be zav b'shtor, it's not my business. But lo yitzir, a coil comes out. Lo yitzir, a coil comes out. So b'meila, lo yitzir, a meiser, a coil comes out. So b'meile, he doesn't have to make a mechor.
It
didn't come out. We said it has to be that the coil was before. We told him shot. This man was magdim. It has to be that was before. This one after the other. Doesn't it say that Rabban Taka? It has to be that the coil came out. What? It's a kashich beis gedalts. A Rabbi Yair frek the kasha. The kol has to come out b'chayav. If it's not b'chayav, you could lose the shkar. The whole vote of the Edom is that they make a kol chaver chaver yisle, right? So the chaver chaver is already running around. What is their mechoe? Chaver chaver yisle will be a kol. Oh, the kol is around. It's like the Baalim, givaldi, well, another two people to push. If he didn't make a mechoe, too bad. But fun yerem nu is garnished. But lo yitzur is already a kol around. Ef shechadat nishmachan ha-mechoe. We'll stop here. The guy didn't have to make him a coin, he saw a coin. Yeah, but I'm saying normally the time is the time that we're going to make him a coin. It's a coin.
But from the Mishkan of Yisroel, I want to know if Mishkan of Yisroel has a coin or not. The actual Shkan, when they write there. By Ezra Nashach writes that about such a star that this one day was a star that the Torah has a call itself. Without the call, there's a new call that they got it, but every star has a call. Such a star has a call that it's not yet a seal. It's not yet a seal. I mean, it comes out, it's not so schwer. The way I learned that there was a call the whole time of the Mashkanta. Now all the new calls came up.
That should have started singing.